As far as mea culpas go, it was pretty big and very public. Kevin Rudd told a television audience last night that he's to blame for the sudden dumping of the emissions trading scheme by the federal government a year ago. The former Prime Minister made the confession on the ABC's Q&A program, saying his judgment was wrong. But the Foreign Minister didn't end there. He says there were other cabinet figures who wanted to kill the scheme for good. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The promise to act on climate change won Kevin Rudd the Prime Ministership, and the decision to dump the emissions trading scheme ultimately cost him the job. An audience member wanted to know if Mr Rudd had any second thoughts.
In the light of the current acrimonious debate over a carbon price, do you regret making that decision?
I think my judgment then was wrong.
The Shadow Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop.
I know why you think that.
No, it was just the reason was it's wrong. Remember, we'd already put the emissions trading scheme to the Senate twice, and Julie's party, the Coalition, voted it down twice.
And the Greens?
And voted it down twice.
And the Greens did too?
Well, hang on, the Greens can't do that by themselves. Mr
Rudd says he just wanted the scheme delayed for 2 years. He says other Cabinet colleagues wanted it killed off for good.
Kill the ETS as a future proposition for the country. I couldn't abide that.
When Julia Gillard toppled Mr Rudd as leader, he told caucus that Ms Gillard and Wayne Swan had argued for the emissions trading scheme's delay. Tony Jones pushed him last night to name those who wanted it dumped.
Same people that wanted to junk it are the same people that want to bring a carbon tax in now?
I can go down that road, mate. It's a nice try for the fourth time, but the...
He was uncharacteristically candid and good-humoured. He appealed to the audience to remember the context surrounding the decision.
With the global financial crisis, the ability and the uncertain employment prospects, we're talking about early 2010, where we still didn't know how far out of the woods we had come. So to be fair to that argument, that's what they were putting forward. But as I said, there are some who wanted to junk it. There were others who wanted to sail straight ahead, notwithstanding the fact we didn't control the Senate. I tried to find a path up the middle of that. It didn't work.
But he was still admonished by another audience member.
Isn't your second mistake that you actually didn't tell us and you didn't give the Australian people the respect to actually articulate the story 12 months ago?
I think the response to that question is that, guess what, political leaders are not perfect.
Again, Julie Bishop.
The mistake Kevin Rudd made was trusting Julia Gillard because she advised him.
The confessional will make for uncomfortable times for his colleagues. So too will this, Mr Rudd's view of Labor in light of the disastrous New South Wales election result.
It's not a signal for the Labor Party to do something. It's a torpedo amidships for the Labor Party to do something. That's what it is.
He says the party's ideals, policies and membership are sound, but the machine is broken.
And the organisation is one where still we have factional leaders who intimidate a lot of the rest of the party from getting on with the business of being an effective political force in the country. When the Labor Party's at its best, it's putting the nation first and the party last. The Labor Party at its best is putting its members first as opposed to factional thugsters first.
A candid Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd, ending that report by Sabra Lane.